Well, today, God has put on my heart to share with you about seeking Jesus. Why we seek Jesus. And I want to read with you a verse from Psalm 73. Let's go to Psalm 73. And verse 25. It says here, "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon earth that I desire besides you. My flesh and my heart fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Hallelujah. "Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is none upon the earth that I desire besides you." People of God, our greatest need is the Lord Jesus Christ. And our greatest and ultimate desire must be the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? Amen. Haggai calls him the desire of the nations. Actually, when Haggai wrote in chapter 2, he prophesied about the latter temple. And the latter temple, it represents the indwelling presence of God within the believers. And you know what? Only Jesus Christ made it possible. Christ the Lord made it possible for us so that Jehovah, God Almighty, may dwell within us. Amen? And that's why Apostle Paul says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit. And we are the latter temple where God dwells. And it is all because of Jesus Christ. Amen? He is the desire of all nations. And He must be our, personally, our greatest and ultimate desire. Amen? If we read John chapter 6, in chapter 6 of the Gospel of John, there were Jews who came seeking Jesus. In verse 24, we read that Jews came and they were seeking Jesus. And when they found Jesus, in verse 26, Jesus answered them and said, "Most assuredly I say to you, you seek me not because you saw the signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled." And then Jesus said, "Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give you, because God the Father has set His seal on Him." And then Jesus calls Himself the bread of life. And then in John chapter 4, we read that Jesus is the water of life. And you and I know that without water and food, we cannot live. But there is one more thing that is so desperate, that without which our survival is impossible. We cannot live without that, and that is oxygen. Amen. I read about the oxygen, that without 1 minute without oxygen, it damages our brain. 3 minutes without oxygen, serious damage takes place in the brain. And then 10 minutes without oxygen, it kills the brain cells. 15 minutes without oxygen, our survival is impossible. And you've heard that song by "This Is the Air I Breathe, Your Holy Presence Living in Me." And I forgot the name of the person who wrote that. But it is such an amazing song that God's presence, the revelation of Jesus Christ, whom we seek and whom we worship. People of God, we are nothing without Him. In John chapter 14, Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." In other words, life without Jesus, actually, there is no life without Jesus. He is the life. And when God created Adam and Eve, when He created Adam, He breathed into Adam's nostrils the breath of life, and Adam became a living soul. He is the breath of life. So, we must be not just hungry and thirsty for Jesus, we must be desperate for Him. You see, when there is no oxygen, there is desperation. The soul, it becomes so desperate that it is hard to describe. And we must realize that our lives without Jesus, it's in a desperate condition. And our heart and our soul must cry out to Jesus all the time. Here, when these Jews came, they were seeking Jesus, and Jesus said, "You're not seeking me for me. You're seeking me for the bread which you ate." And you know, a lot of times we seek Jesus, and we come to church and we give our heart to Jesus because we want to have the fire insurance. We want to be saved eternally. And that is good. And He wants to save us. He wants to bless us. He wants to do great and mighty things in our lives. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He doesn't just give us the healing. He is the healer. So we must seek Him. He gives us eternal life. And He is our greatest need. And we must seek Him and Him alone. We're not after the blessings that He blesses us with. We seek Him for who He is. And we seek Him to worship Him. Amen? Because the purpose of our lives, God created us. God created man so that we may praise Him and worship Him. God created us for His glory so that we may glorify Him. And that is the purpose of our life. And people of God, Jesus is the reason that we are alive on this earth. Amen? So it is amazing what God is doing. And even in our lives, He has done amazing things. And these Jews, they were seeking Jesus. Jesus said, "You are seeking me for the loaves that you have eaten." And the Lord has blessed us in many ways, in all of our areas of our lives, in all the aspects of our lives. We have experienced His blessings. And a lot of times, we focus on the blessing and we forget the one who blesses us with those blessings. And Jesus is telling those Jews that "You are seeking me for the blessing which you received." And then the Jews said, What must we do that we might work the works of God? In other words, what do you want us? What does God desires of us? And Jesus said, you must believe on Him whom He has sent. In other words, when we believe in Jesus, we must believe Him with passion. We must surrender all to Him and give our lives, every aspect of our lives, totally and completely to Him. And we must surrender all to Him. And when we seek Him and Him alone. Not for the things that He blesses us with. Not even for eternal security. Yes, our eternal security is important. That fire insurance is important. But when you start loving Jesus, when you start worshiping Jesus, that is everything. And when we follow the Word of God, as Jesus said in John chapter 4, that God is seeking such worshipers who worship Him in spirit and in truth. When we become the true worshipers of the living God, people of God, that is the greatest achievement that any man or woman can experience or achieve while we're on the face of this earth. And we must love Him with our whole being. We must live for Him and Him alone. And there is nothing like that. When you surrender all to Jesus and you worship Him with your whole being, He satisfies us with His revelation. And that is the greatest treasure that we have. There is nothing greater than that. And then that satisfies us through and through. Amen. A lot of times we go through life and we miss things in life. Tragedies happen and then we blame things on others. People of God, if we will just seek Jesus and love Him with our whole being and worship Him, He will reveal Himself unto us and all of those gaps will be filled. All of those needs will be met. And He will make us a complete person. That is why Apostle Paul says in Colossians chapter 2 verse 10 that we are made complete in Christ because we worship Him for who He is, and we seek Him for who He is. Amen. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. And if there's anything in your life that you think that you need to just surrender to Jesus completely, and you must seek Him with your whole heart and with your whole being, today is the day. Yes, I know that most of you here have given your heart to Jesus, but people of God, things happen. And then we start focusing on the blessings in this world than on the One who has blessed us with those things. So let us surrender to Him completely and forget about the things in this life and focus completely on Jesus, who is the love of our life, who is the greatest need that we have, and He must be our ultimate, our greatest desire. Father God, in Jesus' name, I come before You and I lift up this church, this amazing church before You, Your people whose hearts are after You and You alone. And this day, Father, I pray the truth of Your word which we have heard, I pray that it will touch each and everyone's heart so that all of us may surrender all to You and withhold nothing back from You, so that we may seek You and You alone, to worship You and to live for You. Bless Your people today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.